This is the most painful thing known to man. What is going on? I can't load anything up. Hello, everybody. How are we?
How are you doing?
Now this is a good vibe.
I'm super duper.
Great. Do you not go to the gym or anything?
Not. I'm never ever going to touch the gym ever.
Oh, why? You got a thing against gyms?
I don't know what it is. I'd be always worried that I'm not doing things correctly, so it'd be a waste of time.
Right.
So, like, you know, if you're not doing the right form and stuff like that, it's just a waste of time. So I'd always feel like I'm doing that, so I just feel like a waste of money.
That's what I like about this Peloton, John.
Yeah?
Because they say...
Jump on it.
They tell you exactly what to do and...
Go on. And what?
Well, he's not listening.
They tell you exactly what to do. Yeah, what... John... David was speaking to you.
Yeah, I know. I listened.
What did he say?
He said he hops on the Peloton, he did a weird motion, and then he didn't tell us what it did exactly.
No, they tell you exactly what to do. So you know where you are, you know what you're doing.
What do you mean? Isn't there only one way
to
do it?
You could only really sit on it and cycle.
Well, you can't. Let's welcome Ellis. No, because they'll say, okay, cadence, up to 100. 100. Resistance, 45. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But that's just pressing a couple of buttons and that.
Yeah, but otherwise I'd just be on there going, am I doing it right? I don't know. Is this the right...
Yeah, true. Okay, at least you've got a guide.
Now we're in.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think ultimately it is just riding a bike, but fair play. If you need to bring whatever the... where did you say? Resistance? Up to 10, then you do that, boy.
I sent Alfie my numb cock song yesterday.
Fucking brilliant. Well, my mic lead is... I'm getting a new mic lead today for my vocal mic.
Don't know why I keep doing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You just want to feel young again, Dave. Yeah. That's understandable.
Yeah, young at heart.
Yep. That's actually a really interesting topic of conversation, I think.
Go on.
Because I asked my granny. God, I need to stop calling her nan because she gets angry about that. Like, does she feel like 82 in her mind? And she's like, no. Like, I feel really young still, but like your body just sort of like starts to... Because it's always... decays. Yeah, I guess. Decay is more something you use for someone that's dead though, isn't it? Like, the decay of the body.
Yeah, I suppose that's a bit harsh on your nan, wasn't it? Apologies.
Nah, she'll be listening and she won't take any offence.
Oh my God, I'm sure she's got...
I always forget that. I'm sure she's got a lovely little figure.
Stop it. My granny listens to every episode. She's my biggest fan in everything I do. She always listens to BBC Radio Devon.
What's her name, John?
Shirley Beer.
Shout out.
Shirley Beer. I'd love to meet you one day.
There we go. Well done. Thanks for coming, guys.
Should we get Ellis on?
Yeah.
You do what you want, Lee.
Well, this is... Alfie, can you introduce Ellis? Because this is like... I don't know. Well, you know each other really well.
Yeah, he's one of my closest friends. Has been for many years.
Yeah.
John knows him, yeah. John knows him. He is a fantastic YouTuber, presenter. We do a YouTube channel together as well, actually. And he's just a great guy. Bit of a womanizer like John. Those two are a bit of a...
Formidable duo, they would call us if we played up front.
So are we going to focus on his YouTube career or focus on his...
What do you want to talk about, David? This is all
women.
About you.
Yeah.
Then you take it down that avenue.
That's not all about...
He will not like that.
No, he won't at all.
And he will not like that I've said that either.
So you want...
Let's maybe avoid it until we're a little bit more comfortable.
No, no. God, no. No snippy snips.
Oh, no. So, and the snip. God, I need to stop saying... It's really driving me nuts.
Hey! Wow!
Wow! I like the entrance. Here your audio is really crisp, Alfie.
Sorry?
Your audio is really crisp.
Yes, I'm. Yes, apologies. Ellis doesn't have his mic today because I'm using it.
Oh. Right, I'm going to put my hands up straight away. I feel like a gooseberry.
Oh.
You're the odd one out.
Juicy.
A juicy gooseberry.
Mm.
Hi, Ellis.
Hello.
I can't How be you? Running. You're just mates. Let me just sit there and look at you all.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen John Beer in a Norwich nightclub.
Okay, now I lean in.
Mm-hmm. John described you two as a prolific duo, Ellis. Is that...
Well, I would... So we end up in a pop world, and the middle-aged women of Norwich could not resist John Beer. It was amazing to see. It was like a moth to a flame. They were like, oh, Beer's over here, and just everyone flocked over. We was getting his face touch and everything. It's a bit inappropriate, really.
It was a bit inappropriate at times, actually.
How old are these women?
Got to be double John's age, minimum.
Oh, and the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like this.
Wait, so what were they doing?
Well, it needs to be seen that John wasn't saying no. So
Whoa. Yes, I was.
My bet was going to...
Yeah.
Peacocking. I had my face grabbed, much like a child would have his face. If you had a chubby little child, you just grabbed him by the face. That's what I was having my face grabbed like.
Were they out for a night? Like a night?
Random women on a night out, yeah? That probably had like... family and kids.
Right, I want to talk to a random middle-aged woman and I want to find out what's going on in their mind.
Yeah, what about you is drawing them?
What did you witness, El? Welcome, Ellis. But...
Hello. this is an Exeter the City podcast. I'm buzzing to be here.
You guys.
Oh, dear.
There wasn't any, like, to be fair to Johnny, he wasn't reciprocating the touching, but he wasn't also saying no to the touching. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Teaser.
Yeah,
God,
that is John Beer. He's a big teaser.
Yeah.
Oh dear, what's going on?
Is your nan gonna like this, John?
Yeah, she won't mind. I just think
been her in pop world.
Right, enough. No, it was a bit. It was odd. Like, it's not something that. It depends. I don't really go to those kind of venues when I go out. But we've been to places like Walkabout, which are prone to middle-aged women, and the same thing has happened before, yes. Maybe I'm just... I don't know.
What's going on with those middle-aged women?
Mm. Yeah.
Because...
Why can't it be a compliment to me, not what's wrong with them?
I'm not saying what's wrong with them. Nothing's wrong with them. Like, why are you in a club in your 40s?
Yeah.
What's going on? Okay, yeah. You're there to dance, but why are you touching a 21-year-old?
Mm-hmm. 22.
22, yeah.
22.
I don't really know. I don't know, but it's not even a confidence booster. It's just a bit like, okay, thank you. Bit weird.
Oh, because you already know you're that good looking. You don't need your confidence booster.
Yeah, can't That's... get any bigger.
Yeah, you can't boost this ego.
Under the nightclub lights, does John look stunning?
Yeah, he's a good-looking lad, isn't he? He is a good-looking lad. So
Stop
he,
it,
he was. He did well for himself, like in terms of just his. He stood out, and then the standard of us Norwich lads isn't overly high. So it's
He was a bit of foreign fruit, wasn't he?
Oh,
being
yeah.
imported from abroad,
Portuguese pear.
Oh. Fresh for the picking. Lovely.
Jesus Christ.
Lovely ripe fruit.
Let's just put it this way. I would entertain any middle-aged women, if you're listening. No offence to middle-aged women. Just, you know, focus on your family.
Well, just on what sort of women would you want to go?
What do they like about you? You're more stuck in the mud than bloody a 45-year-old man.
What?
Focus on your family.
What do you mean stuck in... No. Let's elaborate on that. What do you mean by stuck in the mud?
You're very serious.
Yeah, but a good example of this is yesterday I made one joke about Plymouth being bigger than Exeter, which I obviously, hello Exeter fans, I don't have a horse in the race, but John was fuming about it and went off on Leeds and he lost his head for a solid hour. It was amazing.
Mm.
Yep, because you're wrong.
I don't care.
Wait, no. Is he wrong? I love Exeter.
Let's not get into the logistics.
Exeter, but Plymouth Plymouth are bigger, aren't they? They've got like a bigger stadium and more fans.
Fans and success.
Yeah, I guess we're not getting into this. We're not going into this. Not today, because I will lose my head.
For people who don't know, Ellis, you've been to a lot of grounds, haven't you? Football grounds.
Yes.
Have you been to Plymouth?
I have. I've never done Plymouth or Exeter.
Oh,
I need to do both. Yeah.
Really?
I've seen them both live. I've been to 3 Exeter games. Every time there was absolute fan meltdowns. It was amazing. But I've seen Plymouth at Wembley. I think they lost to Wimbledon.
Yeah, great.
So I've never been.
I'd love to get your view on Exeter's ground.
It's called the Big Bank, isn't it? The big stand.
The bit I want to focus on is the gap between the
We watched the game. We watched the Bristol Rovers game together, me and Ellis, and he did point out the big gap.
I also pointed out the fact the stand isn't centralised. That really annoyed me. Like, it's like not central. That it doesn't. It's not symmetrical to the line.
Why would they do that?
Why is David picking up his hands up like? That's what I was thinking. If it could be central, it would be central.
It can be central.
There's no room.
What?
There's no room in behind.
Shove it a meter.
What? Yeah, it's literally about a meter or two. It's a farce.
Nah, you guys are being ridiculous. Just grow up, all right? You can't move. Move on. There's a train track in behind. How many more times have I got to say that?
You were very big on the train track. You were very big on the train track.
And that bloody caravan. Well, John doesn't let me have a go at the caravan sponsor because there are sponsors, apparently. I don't see any of the money. So I don't know why I can't have a go.
You can do something lovely there, John, with some lovely trees or flower beds.
Yeah.
Not those bloody...
cardboard cutouts.
But a tree would be quite dangerous to run into, whereas it's like a flat sign.
And a train track's all right.
No, well, that's why the signs are there. To stop people running off.
Is it?
The train track.
Is that why they're there?
No, there's a jungle path in behind. Stop taking everything so literally.
What's a jungle path? What does that mean?
To be honest, I don't know why it's... I don't think it is a jungle path. It's called the jungle path. But it's just like a little slim alley that goes down to a little pub.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, good.
So in answer to your question, there's no pissing room. Shut up about the gap. Next.
There's loads of room. There's a huge gap.
It's a big gap.
That gap can be filled with something.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be so tentative around this gap when I'm talking to you.
Why? Say what you want about the gap.
Snap my head off. I just want to talk about the gap and talk about what
okay,
we can do.
Okay, talk about it freely. I'll pop my mic on mute and you guys have a little discussion about what you guys feel would be best to slot into the gap.
Okay, and you won't unmute.
I won't unmute until you're done with the gap talk. 3, 2, 1, John's leaving the pod.
Lovely.
Thank God for that. God, it's so much better now, isn't it?
Yeah. Does anyone think John's extra prickly at the minute?
I said this to him yesterday. He was getting quite... It was quite a shame. It's a shame to see. Mm. I've not known him very long, but the John I knew a month ago had a smile on his face, is all I'll say.
It's the football club. Anyway, what's going in the gap? David, you must have an idea of what could go in the
fir
gap.
Fir trees.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, evergreens.
It would be, and it's also environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Let's get some trees there.
Yeah,
I think...
Fill it up, lovely and green and bushy.
Mm-hmm.
What
if the ball... Maybe a net. You'd have to have, like, a net covering them in case the ball goes in.
You would get tin pot shouts for the net as well.
Have a net or a fence.
John, you're on mute, aren't you?
Why can't you have a net?
I think because of the Hillsborough stuff, I don't think you can have nets or fences at football grounds anymore.
What, covering a tree? There's not going to be any fans there. Just covering some trees.
Right, so... But what's the point of discussing the gap then if you're not going to use it for something purposeful? Why put what? Surely
you were saying
effective...
you can't have fans in there. Let's put something in there because at the
minute
but
there is something
an eyesore.
There. Advertising.
It is an eyesore. Yeah, it's a really bad eyesore.
But there's advertising.
And there's no point in them. What is an advertiser gaining from advertising that Exeter City Football Club?
No, right. No, that's going to really piss John off.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just.
I couldn't tell you what the Yellow Caravan's advertising.
Yeah.
Could you, John? Could you?
Yeah, actually, because you love our sponsors so much, John, please, let's give him some airtime. What's the caravan? Doesn't know. Doesn't know.
No, I'm on mute for this part of the meeting.
I thought you loved our sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
You guys come up with some agenda items and some minutes, and then we'll send it off to the club with some stupid suggestions, and then we can all have a little laugh
about
it.
Give me one company that's being advertised.
Vospers. Car rental.
Hey! The Vospers car rental. Thank you very much.
That's from a talk sport, isn't it?
It might not be Vospers. It might not be Vospers anymore. Actually,
it might not be Vospers anymore.
I stared at those advertising hoardings for 22 years of my life. They've changed. Right, let's not mock my life now.
No, I've stared at them for 3.5.
No, you haven't. You've been on the wrong side.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even have to look at the bloody gap.
You get to look at the Heritage Lounge and all the food.
Oh, Ellis! You've met...
Go on.
You met David Beckham.
I have met David Beckham. Really weird experience, but, like, obviously... Yeah, you know, is it, you're one of the people that you just meet and you're like, for fuck's sake, he's really attractive. You know, like, you just really just, he shouldn't be that good looking. And he just, he smelled amazing. Like, and he'd been doing, it was a stadium. So we were like midway, but you know, like when these people get like shoot days where they do like loads of different media back to back to back. And we were like maybe sixth. He just rocked up, hand sanitized his hands and still smelled amazing. Like, it was, yeah,
but
just
how
really
are you,
weird.
How are you feeling when he... Are you nervous when he's about to...
Well, I guess so, but it was like also like I didn't get a run through of like the whole thing, like, because we were that late, like it was delayed, so I didn't get to do a run through. So literally it was just like, oh, shit, like we've got to do this thing now. So really weird experience. And yeah, but I think I watched the interview back and I said the word iconic about 50 times. So very clearly was nervous, but he was just, yeah, he signed my shirt on my back. Very weird experience. And I don't shut up about it, basically.
How long were you chatting to him for?
Got an hour of his time. Which is,
did
yeah.
you feel like he relaxed in your company?
I don't know. I don't know whether he ever relaxes. Because, you know, like, he's almost like a... He's, like, not a robot. But, like, he's so media trained. I can imagine he's always waiting for...
The lizard. But,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, is it just? And then I actually got invited to the premiere of the Netflix documentary, but I couldn't attend, sadly.
He's not on your phone, is he?
No, I don't have David Beckham's number. Sadly.
Do you know who Ellis does have, David?
Who?
You're gonna like this one. I know who's gonna say
what.
Big Fab.
Can I?
The ice cream.
you could text him and go, "Hey, buddy,
Ellis, tell him what he did."
Fabrizio Romano is on your phone.
Wait, David.
Yeah,
he
texted me on New Year's Eve saying Happy New Year's, my friend, and I just didn't see it. Yeah, good.
Right.
This is really weird. Really weird fever dream. It's an, yeah, and just odd. But like in the best way possible. But it's like, what are we doing?
Is that off the back of you interviewing him?
Yeah, so we did a shirt shopping episode with him. So he came over. I think he literally came over just for the shoot.
He came over? Obviously. What does that mean? From where? Where does he live?
From Italy.
Does he?
He live in Italy?
He's Italian.
I thought he might be in London, though.
Yeah, same.
He lives in Italy.
He's probably got something through, like, Todd Bowley. He's probably got, like, his own little place to live. But he was you know when you get these people on and you're a bit like, you guys must have had it at some point, to be like, what are they going to be like? But he was actually really nice. And I was surprised. Not that I was surprised. I'm not saying he doesn't come across as nice, but maybe I was expecting him to be a bit more of a diva than he was.
He thought of you on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, maybe. I'm guessing maybe he sent like a blank text out to every WhatsApp contact. Can you do that? It just said Happy New Year's, my friend. So that's quite blanket.
Oh,
yeah, but still.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Do you know... How has he got to where he is? Do you know the ins and outs of Fabrizio Romano?
Do you know?
No, do you?
No, not really. I just know he got really popular on Twitter from...
Yeah.
I think at first he was sort of taking story... just the catchphrase, isn't it? He makes it quite palatable.
Yeah.
The here we go stuff. But I think he'll always tweet like Leeds news like a minute after our local journalist does it. So I think maybe he's just got a lot of people's tweet notifications on. And then
no.
He's not going to come back on
Seriously?
The series, is he?
I thought he had little inside...
He must do now, but I think he built up. I think he built up his reputation by doing that. But also, come back on the series for a bit. So I'm sure you didn't do that.
Allegedly, allegedly,
you'll be getting a very grumpy text.
Second, no, have you had a bad New Year, my friend?
Shit! I thought he had little contacts. He must do
at every. He will
he
do now.
He must do now. Yeah, but like building it up, I guess you have to take a while to get contacts, right?
Wasn't there like a Copper 90 video done on him where he like they talk through like a day in his life during the transfer window and he just sort of he's getting texts by like it might have been Sky actually. He's getting texts from agents all the time going, this is about to happen, you can tweet this, da 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 da. And sometimes he gets sent stuff by agents to force moves. So like he might tweet something that like will be, oh, this player's got a medical here when another club wants him to force a move and stuff like that.
Flipping heck. And do they pay him to do that, John, do you reckon?
Allegedly not. Allegedly
I
don't not.
Know. I would imagine it depends. I think probably the smaller ones probably pay, but the bigger teams probably just need like.
He makes a lot of money off Twitter, doesn't he?
Yeah, like you think about. I don't know. Do you guys have like? Have you ever paid for like, Twitter monetization thing?
I've got it, but I haven't been paid yet.
You literally just break even every month, but I imagine he must be making thousands. Like a month through just Twitter alone.
How do you get paid on Twitter then?
If you pay for Twitter Blue, like, and you get just basically paid by how many people see your tweets.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but I only earn like the money back it costs to have Twitter Blue, so it's like basically is quite pointless.
Right.
Much like my existence.
I'm trying to find his Twitter, but I can't load it because my internet's a piece of crap. But I just wanted to see how much what his interactions were like, but can't see. So
here's a quizzy for you, Ellis. Do you ever think now? Oh, I've got to go over to Borussia Mönchengladbach.
Do you want to know what the worst part about it is? It's not specifically that, but I don't really like German football culture. So like. Everyone, like, you know, like when you see on Twitter, oh, I want to go to a Dortmund game one day.
Mm.
And I sort of get sick of, like, when people make noise all game, I sort of just drown it out by the end. So, like, and also, Alfie, me and you went to Dortmund, we together, and it wasn't that good, really, was it?
A little bit underwhelming.
Wow. And the city itself, the most fun we had on that trip was we nearly got arrested, didn't we?
Yes, yeah. You had to smooth. Well, it was for going on those electric scooters.
That is the most tame thing you could ever be. That is the most U2 thing to be arrested for ever.
Ellis, sweet talk the coppers.
We actually, can we talk about the birthday party we accidentally gate crushed?
Oh yeah, that was really.
What is going
we
on
were really,
here?
No, this is actually makes us sound really awful, but we were desperate for a wee. And so I went, oh, let's just go into this bar here. So we parked up the scooters and just went in to have a wee in this bar, and it turned out it was like a private hire for a 16-year-old's birthday party, and the parents were not happy with two English men in there.
How do you communicate with these people? Are you French, Ellis, or
sorry.
German? Isn't it German?
French. Yeah, that's why they're speaking French. I
don't know why I said French. It's just
not listening.
Again.
Not really listening.
But then we were quite, would you say, I'd say we were tipsy at least. And then we got these lime scooters back to the hotel, and the police pulled us over, and they were like, where are you guys going? And we're like, oh, our hotel's around the corner. And they were like, oh, you do realize you can drink drive on these, like we can arrest you. But then like, we managed to just basically just waffle and just talk enough to like, just, they just let us away. But terrifying. We would have probably been in Dortmund prison.
Are you talking about scooters where you're just like that?
Yeah,
you know, the little electric ones.
Yeah,
I had my hand on the throttle just ready to escape.
I love the idea of you pulling up outside of 16-year-olds.
I know, it's proper dodgy, isn't it?
Do a big wheel spin, burn out, and then peel away.
But no, I don't. But to answer the question originally, I don't get sick necessarily of doing. I like going to the worst games more. Like the worst. So the latest video I did, I went to Fulham and it was the Premier League, and I didn't enjoy it at all. And it wasn't. It's not Alfie. It was one. It wasn't one of our best videos. I like the non-league fun more, or like the lower league. Like for example, I went to Exeter Blackpool Exeter the other week.
Nasty.
In Exeter, Renton.
Nasty.
I loved it. It's so good. Like. Because like the Exeter fan base is so interesting, and I've seen Exeter twice away from home.
What does that mean? Ugly?
No.
Well, I was there, so.
Absolutely not.
Stunning.
they lost their. When I saw them at Stevenage, it was there was like a guy who like started screaming, "Learn the history of this football club," and then I think it was. Who was the manager at the time? Tisdale.
Yeah, he gave the V's
to the fan base.
Yeah.
But then this time, one of the players like told one of your fans to shut the fuck up.
Sweeney, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I loved watching him play football as well. If you were, I loved. He was probably my favourite player on the pitch. Yeah, Sweeney.
He's all our favourite players.
Why, John? Why? Yeah. Why do you think? What is it?
I think he is a very passionate footballer, which we don't have a lot of.
You want him on your side. You want him in the trenches.
Yeah. And he gets us. He's been here for like 8 years, whatever it is. So
he gets us. He gets the club.
Yeah. He does.
He gets the club.
He does. He's very good with community aspect of things as well. Goes to the hospital every Christmas and stuff like that. So he's good. He's very good.
Have you going back to, have any of your friends had a relationship with an elderly? Older woman, John.
No, they have.
You don't have to name them. Just you can tell by your smile.
No, it's just a ridiculous question to ask, really. But because, like, who my age would be with a 50-year-old woman?
Unless
it's for a bit of
what money?
Yeah, you know, if there's like, you know, it'd be like, you're absolutely minted. Let's do it.
Shakespearean. What a romantic.
Some of the women, you were clearly into it, John. So, like, why are you pretending that you weren't, like, into it at the time now? Like, retrospectively, Many's why are you pretending you didn't enjoy it? Yeah.
No, it's nothing to do with the pod. It's not. It's genuinely, sometimes when you're intoxicated, things seem more ideal than they are. You know, ooh. It might be like, oh, this is funny. Mm. And like, but funny? Then you wake up and you're like, well, what the hell was, what even happened there?
What did happen there?
I've just said it was a face grab by a couple of women and that was it.
A couple of women? I only saw the one.
Yeah, well, they both came up, but one was after, like, they were like one after another quickly.
Was it innocent, John? You didn't feel like at any point?
Oh, no, I didn't feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay.
In fact, it was... All right, yeah, it's funny.
Nice,
yeah.
I was
going to
say, you really enjoyed it.
Well, it's not exactly the worst thing in the world, is it? It's,
no.
There's obviously, like, you know, it's a compliment in some respects, so you take it, move on.
So they were like, we think you're attractive.
They weren't, God, this is really bad. I don't think they were of a same level of, like, you know, I think they were just really drunk.
Whoa, same level of what?
Sane. Oh. Level of like coherence.
Oh, okay.
Did they say anything to you, like, oh, you've got a lovely bottom, or like anything like that?
I can't really remember them saying anything to me. I think they were just like grabbing my face and I don't know. I think they were trying to say stuff, but it was very loud, very mumbly. You know, like in a nightclub, you've got to get like right up and close to somebody to like hear them.
Not in Norwich Pop World. There's a lot of space in Norwich Pop World.
Got to Google Norwich Pop World.
Smells of, I haven't, the last time I went was with you, Ellis, that's probably like, what, 2 years ago, maybe? It stunk of eggs.
Oh my God.
It stunk of eggs, yeah. Have you told the story of this place, Alfie, when you dressed up as Mo Salah on Halloween?
Oh, my most embarrassing night ever, yeah. Halloween, but nobody else dressed up. Literally nobody. So I was just there, just as Mohamed Salah.
What, in Pop World?
Yeah. And everyone else is in normal clothes. It's so embarrassing.
Oh my god.
Jeez, that is not the place you want to be as the odd one out. Not at all.
No.
Right. I thought I had a bloody good idea for a YouTube channel in the week.
Go on.
And then I thought about it for, I reckon it took 6 seconds. And I went, no, it's crap. And you've probably done it. They don't exist because they're getting up. Derelict football grounds. It's been done.
You derelict is in like abandoned.
It's been given the time of day.
You'd run out pretty quickly, wouldn't you?
No. I think there is scope to it, and there are people that do really well when making content on this stuff. But then that's not what their channel's about. But if you just homed in it, I reckon you could do well. What were you going to do there? Explore there? Do an interview there?
I'm not going to do anything.
just say. Wait, I don't get it. You're not going to go
that conversation. That was a waste of a minute.
But I suddenly went, "Ooh, I love the idea of looking around an old, the memories and the ghosts, and looking around." And I thought, "Oh, they probably just get built on immediately, and there aren't hardly any in the world."
No, I've seen some cool videos where they go to.
So someone's done it already.
Yeah, but has David L done it?
You don't act all gutted. You couldn't be asked after 6 seconds. I think you're relieved someone's done it because that gives you an excuse to go. Oh, I can't do it actually.
It's a lovely idea.
I think it's
isn't
nice.
Isn't it? I don't want to be the party pooper, but is it still not trespassing?
That's such a boring thing to come out
of your mouth, John. What are you on about? It's not trespassing? What do you mean it's not trespassing?
Well, it is. It still belongs to someone.
John, and? you're such a... There's no middle ground with you. You're either Mr. Health and Safety or Mr.
You're having sex with 50-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the next breath, you're worried about bloody trespassing.
Well, you two shit your pants over some German police officers pulling you over on scooters, so I don't know how you'd feel about trespassing.
Oh, David's doing it.
I don't feel like we ever...
Oh, that's all right. Throw David under the bus. Put that in your prison cell and smoke it.
I was wondering, do you know of any that's still in existence? Because I went to a cricket stadium in Antigua that's still, it's just falling down. I was like, oh, this is great.
What, like they still use it?
No, they don't use it, but it's there. You can walk around it. It's sort of falling.
I know one.
Where?
What?
Home Park, down the road.
What? Plymouth.
You did the clappy thing again.
Yeah.
You started, for the pod.
You started doing that the last couple of weeks, haven't you? Clapping.
You do that at the football.
Do I? Fuck.
So, just on the note of the football, so Exeter are only 16 points off the playoffs. So you're beginning to think that this could
only
be...
Right, there we go. Finally, some bloody positivity.
Yeah.
16 points with 15 games to play is pretty much mathematically.
Yeah. Game.
Thanks for bringing it round to Exeter as well.
There's 45. There's 45 points to play for, John.
Yes, why, but how many people would have to drop points? How many teams?
One team,
not gonna...
One team will.
Mm. One team are going to drop 45 points.
We're not all 45. Carlisle might.
Well, Carlisle are in the bottom three already, so that wouldn't help us.
Yeah, but I'm just saying hypothetically. But you see, so you're 6 points above. Let's start focusing. Let's look upwards instead of down now, please.
Mm.
John, you win the next three. One of the teams in the playoffs, draw one and lose two. Okay. You've gained 8 points.
Yep. And you've still got another
eight games left.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just look at the next three games.
What a great bit of maths, David.
We've got...
Come on!
Stop the clap! Right. We have Wigan away on Saturday,
easy,
who are fighting for their lives as well as us. You know, it's only
overrated. One-man team.
They've beaten us twice already this season, and in both games we had 30 shots. Then we had Lincoln away.
Don't even know who they are.
They're both literally just one's 13th, one's 12th, you're 14th. That's 6 points to me.
And then we actually could win the next three games, but let's not jump ahead. Fleetwood at home is the last one of the month. Let's just take it a game at a time.
Yeah. Let's get excited.
Where's the John from Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Who was seconds away from getting his piece out.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was seconds away from losing my head because you, I recall you saying, I want a millionaire owner in now. Blah, 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 blah. And then we beat the millionaire owner.
No,
and
that I asked the question.
Yeah, John got annoyed at people asking questions again.
I said, is it time?
What was the wisdom? Yeah.
So basically, David wants a Russian oligarch to come over.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put a race on it, son. We'll take anybody.
Is Russia a race? Is Russia a race?
Russia is a nationality.
Well, don't put one of them on it then.
Okay. A oligarch of some description to come in.
No, I asked a question.
No, that's what you wanted. You said, why can't we have that?
No.
Which to me, whenever you say that means you, that's what you want.
No, I said, is it time?
No. Is it? That is basically asking. If I said, is it time for your marriage to end? You'd be like, oh, is he asking me to
Where'd
divorce
that come
my wife?
From?
That's a bit. Have you been thinking about that?
John,
that's a bit personal.
John.
You back to Pop World again, boy.
If one of your close friends was to ask you, oh, is it time to, you know, do this? You'd be like, oh, he's asking me to do that.
I'm still thinking about my marriage ending, in all honesty.
What do you know?
Is everything okay?
What the fuck's going on?
I don't know anything. It's just a shit hypothetical, okay? Let's just move on.
I don't think it's time to move on.
Wow. I'd be gutted if Naomi got with you. You both destroy my world. So.
I wouldn't do that, bro. It's bro code.
I wouldn't do that, bro. I wouldn't get with your wife, bro.
Bro. Is this Andrew Tate?
Yeah. Bro code. Oh, that's nice of you, John.
I wouldn't get with any of my friends' partners or wives.
Yeah, but you're saying it's your choice that's not happening.
No, but no, I'm not. Hey, no. That's how you're spinning it. Classic Alfie Indra, this. Classic.
No, I'm obviously, saying, I could have wanted to, but I don't know.
No.
The answer to what David said would be, Naomi would never do that to you. She loves you. But you went, nah, I'd never do that to you, bro.
You know what I meant?
That would be... Oh, God.
Oh, it'd destroy me.
Yeah. I think I'd stop speaking to you, John, as well.
I wouldn't do that! Okay, firstly...
I wouldn't stop the pod.
It would make the pod... The pod would be really interesting.
The pod would go right up the charts.
The pod would be all you've got left.
The pod with the guy that stole your wife.
He'd be in the little square grinning at me.
I wish someone would do a pod with the guy that stole their wife. I would listen to that religiously.
What's your... I like this question. What does your regular week look like for you? When do you get up? What do you
I'm very regimented in a nine. I get up at 8 every day and try to work through till 5.
What is work?
So obviously I work usually Friday, Saturday. If it's like, say it's a European trip or, for a good example, what's the last trip where we did it would have been in Japan. So the Japan trip was, we were there for 36 hours, made two videos, so a video a day, and then flew back. 14 hours there, 14 hours back. And I made the error on the flight out.
Who's paying for it?
That was sponsored by Football Manager. So that was nice. You know, what a game. So, but the problem is I took 2 sleeping tablets on the flight out there and didn't sleep. So I got to Japan and I was just like, but still, it's an amazing, I can't really complain about the shock. But the admin is usually just like planning, sorting trips. So I booked the next 3 foreign trips I'm going to do. So I'm going to San Marino, to Germany, and to Spain. I'm actually doing 2 trips to Spain, actually. I booked 4 trips yesterday. And then there's a lot of scripting on like an upload day like yesterday. Well, I had a shoot yesterday for one of the other series I do called Shirt Shopping, where we get like guests on and we talk about football shirts. But then also a video went out yesterday, so we had to review the edit that was done, and then that's quite simple with Alfie's really good. So it's never really that intensive anymore.
Round of applause, please. Stop it.
See, Alfie, you do all Ellis's videos. Edit them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not all of them, actually. I don't do the Shirt Shopping ones anymore. Just the travel ones.
Yes. So like tomorrow I'm off to watch Sheffield FC, because they're the world's oldest football club. So I'll wake up at about 5:30, drive to Leeds, pick up the guys, come with me, then we'll drive through to Sheffield.
When you say pick up, who are the guys?
There's just one guy come with me, a guy called Ed.
And he's filming it.
No, we just filmed together. So there'll be different points where like we'll just film it together. We've got us a nice lunch booked at an old restaurant, because I was like, oh, it's old, so we'll do an old thing. Spent today scripting that video, actually. So,
what do you mean you're scripting it? How are you scripting it?
So I was doing like research into the club, and then like finding facts about what the club is, like why it's old, when it was established. Because like I wanted to do, last year we did like loads of challenge things. So we like throw a dart at a map and we'd go to where the game was, for example. We ended up in like Seattle and Norway. But this year I wanted to do more like, there's a reason we're going to this club. So we did Fulham, the world's poshest club. Before that was the UK's most hated club, which we did MK Dons. So it's like just trying to find stuff to then push the narrative throughout the video. So it's like it doesn't sort of lose while we're doing it. But to be honest, the videos themselves are mostly us just having a laugh at the football.
Yeah.
Which is why I think people like them, because it's like just not. I hate people that just hate taking football too seriously. Like my most fun of being a Leeds fan is when we're awful. Like us being awful is so funny. Like when we sacked Bielsa and within a year got Sam Allardyce, that was so funny. That is amazing. So that's basically I like doing content like that, basically.
Although, I mean, the way John takes it seriously, that makes, really tickles me.
Mm-hmm.
Really it's so futile.
Mm. I don't know what that word means. Explain.
It's just pointless. Pointless energy.
Why is it pointless energy? Go on, explain. That is the same.
This is about to get very spicy.
Why is it
spicy?
Meaningless? This is it's all subjective. I could say the same thing about...
David's not said anything yet, John. Why don't you let him explain what he means by that?
He and then you said it was futile and pointless, and I disagree.
Great. Well, what was your example going to be?
Well, I could say the same about...
Just be careful.
Anything that David does.
Don't say your marriage again.
No.
Please. Just be careful.
No, that is something that is pointful.
Pointful. You're doing a degree, aren't you?
Yeah, not on English. I don't know. That's what I mean saying, stand up. I don't know. You don't do that anymore, but acting is futile.
Yeah, agreed.
But you care about that?
No, I don't.
Why do you do it then?
I don't.
Well, you do.
I've done it for 2 years.
That's a lie.
Come on, get him, John.
2 years.
Get him, John. Go on, find something.
Last season, we took a break from the pod so that you could
That's 2 years selecting. Ago.
No.
Yeah.
It wasn't the promotion season.
It was. It was 2 years. It was a promotion season. I missed... it was.
No.
Okay, let's just say it was. Now, what's
your point? Why are we saying it was? It's one man's word against another.
Well, I'll have a look, see where the emails came in from the producer.
So what's this arguing? That David hasn't acted in 2 years?
No.
because he's saying it's pointless. And if it had a point to it, he would have done it in the last 2 years. Okay, edge of your seat.
Okay, right, I'll give another example. Streaming is pointless.
Yeah, agreed.
But you do that every day.
Well, it fills the time, doesn't it, to the grave.
Right, that's the attitude, John. That's my attitude about everything.
So then what's the point of being alive, though?
There is none.
We might as well just all try to just top ourselves now. Like,
hey,
what's the point?
Don't get dark.
Yeah, too far.
If we're going to look at everything like that, what's the point?
Because it feels nice at the time.
Yeah, if Leeds win, I'm in a really good mood. If we lose, it doesn't affect my mood. It just can heighten my mood.
Okay, that's fine. I'm the other way. If we lose, I want to cry. If we win, I want to smoke a cigar.
Never too low.
Ah, John Beer smoking a cigar on my balcony on Saturday night is an amazing image, by the way.
What?
That was a good... there's a fun story in there.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Right, let's not... No, you know what?
Listen, I don't totally agree with what I'm saying, John, but I do a little bit. Just a tinsy-wincy bit.
You do, just for the sake of arguing.
For the sake of the pod.
Yeah.
For the sake of the
pod. It was a spicy
so,
5 minutes.
What David is saying is anything you've ever watched him in...
2021 was the last time I acted. Just seen the emails.
Right.
From the agent. From the producer.
So a little apology from John and we can move
okay on. I apologize, but I just like to let everyone who loves David's characters and everything he's watched, he never gave a shit. He just wants the bunts and he's gone. Doesn't give a shit about the role. It's futile to him.
Eon John. Fucking hell.
Just be careful, son.
Yeah, rein it in. You've attacked the career, you've attacked his relationship.
Just leave me and my family alone.
God.
But yeah, anyway, my working day is quite normal, really.
we always make it about us. Every time we ask
Alfie, you always make it about you.
I've not said a word about me. I've not said one word about me.
No, Alfie's the one, there's a fire burning and he pours bloody petrol on it. That's all it is. He's sat there.
Because I care about this pod, and the more I can get you to insult each other's families, the better.
I didn't once insult any of David's family, by the way. I just used a really shit analogy because it's all I could think of at the time.
Listen, we're in pod mode. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we'll
be friends.
8 till 5, 9 till 5.
No, but then like I give myself, because obviously I work every Saturday at FL, I'll give my, like, at one point during the week I'll allocate myself a day off to be, but then usually that's actually been filled now by filming, me and Alfie now have a channel together, so we film that on the day I have off.
Yeah,
basically.
So when Ellis sends his rushes in to you, mm-hmm. how much material have you got to play with?
It depends. Yesterday was smaller than normal. It was 35 minutes of footage.
Is that all?
Yeah.
And you got to condense that into
34 minutes. No, yeah, I did.
Just put them together very quick.
I condensed it. Well, I edit an intro which has lots of graphics on it. And then, it was like 35 minutes condensed to like 20.
Yeah, but that was, usually there'd be about 45, 50 minutes and we condensed about 15, 20.
Yeah, it has been as long as 2 hours.
The Japan, the Japan edit was a slog.
And that's cut down to 15.
We think that was a longer video, maybe like half an hour or 40 minutes.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's good. It's good stuff. Yesterday wasn't our best work.
Where did you go yesterday?
The Fulham video. The problem is, like you said, like going to Premier League games is very hard to make good content because you can't really film that much in the stadiums because it's so restricted in what you can film, and also the stadium's always full of people, and I don't want to be one of the people that records someone trying to enjoy a game.
Yeah.
So like, that video yesterday was really strong until we got into the ground, and then it's a bit. But then also, it's a football video.
Yeah.
But we had a comment. What was the one out for the other week? We went to watch Millwall Norwich and the video is 24 minutes long and we didn't get into the game until like 20 minutes in.
Yeah, it's secondary to the experience of the day sometimes, I think, with football, though.
Yeah.
The game's the game. I'm more interested in like what you do before.
Mm.
Oh, God, we get up to some mischief. Tell you that. Yes. Some goofs and some gaffs.
How did your channel explode? How did it grow?
So it just sort of grew. So I actually started in 2014. So when I was in first year of sixth form, because I wanted to be a kids TV presenter, but that, you know, sort of got marred around that time. So I just then decided I wanted to just get experience in front of camera. And then it just sort of snowballed a bit. And then it wasn't, I'd say it didn't explode, Alfie, till maybe the first like little boost was lockdown. But I genuinely think the start of last year was when it really began to like notice a big, really big.
When I noticed it, when I first started editing for you, the aim was 20,000 views a video.
That's a lot, though.
If Ellis got 20,000 views now, he'd be in an asylum.
yeah, that would be my Exeter City loss. That would be.
But that is a lot, though. Still a lot. Flip it out. What do you get then? About 100?
You said 150, 200, I'd say, is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Someone's coining it in.
Poor. Tell me about it. Hey, I'll send you some screenshots of his YouTube studio, David. It'll blow your bloody socks off, mate.
That must be lovely. Really nice. That is amazing that you get those figures, though. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and if you watch the content, you would think, oh, this is unbelievable.
But what do you start to feel pressure now that you've got to go, fuck, this next one's going to be great. Got to have a great idea behind it.
It's more just like the pressure of like, I'm very fortunate to do a job, which is I've like manufactured a dream job.
Yeah.
And you're like constantly like, oh, this could go tits up at any point. So you're constantly trying to, I always feel like I'm treading water in the sea basically at all times. I'm just terrified of it going downhill.
And if you take a break for like, I don't know, a month, will you just see a big drop in views? Is that, do you have to keep churning out? Fuck me.
So I think, but I went to Jamaica for a week at the start of this year, which, God, how hard done by. But I think that was my first holiday that I didn't include, because usually I'd go on holiday but make a video or two out there.
Yeah.
Just so HMRC wouldn't find it suspicious. So then I would like, then I actually had a holiday this time.
Yeah.
Like, I just actually had a holiday, and the whole time I was just anxious to get home to then start again. It's a horrible hamster wheel, basically.
Is there a way of doing it where it doesn't feel like a hamster wheel, YouTube? Is there any kind of...
I don't know, because it's also like purely like, because it's so like number driven as well. Mm. So like you're just always wanting more views or whatever, or you wanting to maintain the views you get. So like, I don't think there is. I can't think of, I don't know if you can think of any, Alpha. I don't think there is.
I think if you were to explode in a way where you've now got no financial responsibility at all.
Yeah.
So say you were like, I don't know, Mr. Beast, and you're making $10 million a month, then I reckon you could slow it down and just make stuff when you want to. I think that's when you can sort of, it's when you don't care about growing anymore and you've reached it. And then I think you'd be able to slow down and sort of, it's kind of like with music. You see like people in big bands, they explode and then they make what they actually want to make, and they don't really care if it doesn't make any money because they've already got all their money.
I guess Spencer's a bit like that, isn't he? Mm.
Yeah,
Spencer's a great example.
Yeah. So now Spencer just doesn't concentrate on growing his channel because he's
doing what he wants to do.
He's doing it. Yeah, he's doing what he wants to do, but then he might feel that pressure with hashtag because.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah.
If they stop making content, that's less money that goes into the club and blah, 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 blah. So that's actually probably a lot more pressure in that respect. But yeah, it's YouTube's strange.
It's a numbers game.
It really is.
But TV's like that. I mean, they focus on like...
True. It's like if TV had a number at the bottom after every episode that went out and went, this is how many people saw this. Because I think half of the YouTube views worry is other people's perception of how well you're doing. So if you put something out and it doesn't get many views, you're worried about other creators going, oh, he's...
What?
Yeah. Oh.
All I would say is, I wouldn't actively look for it. It's something that just falls into you or doesn't. And I don't care if it comes or doesn't either.
That's what she said.
There you go.
Inappropriate.
Double-barreled.
Oh, John.
Why do you say, oh, John?
I don't know.
Because it's the opening track to the album.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Alfie's music get plugged enough on here? I feel like Alfie's music is a...
I don't plug my music on anything.
We did an episode, didn't we? It went out on... Yesterday or something.
Yeah, I got a few nice people messaging me about it. Thanks for that.
Yeah, not at all.
I mean, it was literally... I listened to it back and it was literally me going, I don't want to do this. But
I think your music's criminally underrated.
It's really good.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I can't...
Come on, sell it. This is your chance.
I can't sell it.
If it becomes rated how it should be, then I need a new editor. So let's just keep it...
Yeah.
Just keep it down.
I prefer to do the editing.
No, you don't.
I do.
Can you imagine if you had, like, this big ego, you would just be... Whatever that means.
Put my fingers erect. All right, John.
Oh, sorry. I thought that's what you meant.
No. Well, maybe. But I don't know. I can't do it.
Let's get you to number one.
Well, you can.
Okay, fine.
Right, can we... Me and Alfie will make it... We're going to make a Christmas number one. You said I could sing the other day, so...
Oh, yeah. I heard John sing on mic on PlayStation, and it was not bad at all. And I'm not even just joking. It was actually
John,
not
bad. John, will you sing to Ellis?
Yeah, go on.
No, absolutely
John,
not.
What were you singing? What were you singing? What song was it?
No, I think it was... I don't know the title of the song, but it's the one that Justin Bieber sings where it goes...
Yeah.
Show you off.
Yeah.
Please.
We won't look at you and we'll cut it out. But generally,
I just need to hear it.
Please.
I'm not doing it. You two won't sing on the pod, so I won't. And David's turned his camera off. That's your profile picture is more intimidating.
Why is my profile picture?
It's just staring right at me.
What's mine?
I'm not singing.
What's my one?
Nothing. You and Ellis have got nothing. I'm not doing it.
I've got a brand new Converse, and I'll give you...
That's my karaoke song. I'd never sing that on here. That's sacred. You've got to be in person to hear that. Oh, everyone's moved place now. I don't like it.
You've really bottled that.
Oh, go on, Alfie. You sing one of your songs.
No, because I admit I don't like doing it.
Neither do I.
Do you know my favourite Alfie
Xbox
song?
Party.
Go on.
All My Friends Are Depressed.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
That is my favourite as well.
Oh, thank you.
The first Alfie song I ever heard.
Do you know why?
My Friends Are Depressed.
Go on.
And I am too. It's a good tune.
I don't want to know why. I don't want to know why anyway. I don't know why. Fucking hell.
Why?
Why?
I just don't want to hear it. I don't know why.
Do I hear it from you?
No, I do. But maybe just message me it. I can't do it face to face.
Can you sing, Alex?
But there's also a video of Alex singing. It's not good podcast content.
There's our new name. The podcast.
With Alfie going, oh, message me after the pod while you like the song. Just fuck up me here now.
What we'll do is we'll leak Alfie's number so you can all WhatsApp him.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Well, that's what you wanted.
Well, no. I want you to tell me why you like it, just not to my face.
I'll concoct a paragraph now.
Thank you.
Yeah, Alfie's got a video of me singing "Is a Half the World Away."
Yeah, I said to Ellis, sing... I did this exact thing. Sing your best. No one will ever know, but I secretly recorded it.
it's terrible.
Who was better, Alfie? Who was better, me or Ellis?
Who was better? I would say, John, you have more natural talent, but... No, put your guns away, because I'm not bloody finished, son.
sorry, sir.
But I think Ellis has a lot more stage presence than you.
Oh.
What, because he's taller?
No.
Yeah.
Because he gave it some, whereas your singing, you seemed a little bit introverted with it.
Exactly. Imagine what you could do if you got me out of my shell, if you got me loose.
Like, I could tell he knew I was judging it when he was doing it. Whereas Ellis belted it, didn't give it a second thought.
Okay.
This is so frustrating not hearing. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I know, John. Like, generally, it was one line. Like, you can do this.
I'm not doing it. It's not
what if I sing the first line and segue you into the next line?
No, because I know how that happens. We count each other in and then you start, then you don't sing. And
I'm not singing and then you sing the next line.
Let's not give the idea any more thought because it's not going to happen. We're just all wasting our breath. If I ever have one too many alcoholic drinks, then you can hear me sing properly. But sober, no. Not happening today.
Well, if we make a song together, John, and we'll
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, if we make a song together, I'll genuinely sing properly and I'll sing it on the pod.
That's, yeah.
How, say that again?
But I don't, if we make a song together, I don't want it to be like, oh, it's a joke. No, I want you to, you have to release it to prove to me that you're doing it seriously as well.
I'm not fucking releasing it. Are you mental?
Then it's not happening. Then it's not happening.
Fucking mental. What? Under my artist name is it's John Beer.
Yep. No, just a feature.
No.
Well, then you've lost your rights to sing.
No, let's do it. I'll properly produce it, then we'll play it on the pod.
Nope. Can I release it as my own music? My own
song?
Yeah,
of course, yeah.
Featuring, okay, yeah, then we'll do it.
No, not featuring me. Yeah, you slip that in at the end. Your own back.
What, so there'll be a second voice on it? You're not going to sing on it?
If you want to do harmonies, yeah.
Right, you know what, forget it. This is all a joke to you, isn't it?
Ellis, do you think John's got a... like a decent, successful career ahead of him?
I do. I think John doesn't realise the opportunities he has at his age are mental. Like the experiences and opportunities he's had are crazy. Like, obviously, this is an amazing thing. He's worked for the BBC already. No one on his course will have anywhere near the same experience. And it's like, and he's like, oh, and the, you actually had this conversation yesterday. I said the same thing to him. And he was like, no, it's just, no one cares. It's like, So just what are you on about?
Again, poor little flipping me.
No, but it's not like I've got job offers flying at my face, is it?
Because you're still at university. You've still not finished your degree yet.
Yeah, but I know people that are on my course that have got jobs
when
ready.
When I was 22, I would kill for what you have.
Yeah, I'm not being... Well, it sounds like I'm being ungrateful. I love the opportunities I have, but I'm just saying this is what I'm going to say. It's a really scary place to be in when everyone around you is telling you, wow, look at all the stuff you're doing, and you can't see it, and like you don't feel like you're progressing anywhere. That's a very scary place to be.
Shall I tell you what's scarier? Being a window cleaner, going around his house at 7:30 in the morning at 21 years old, smoking a shitload of pot, going to clean some windows in Horsham, coming back, and his house is on fire.
I know which one I'd prefer.
No, other than the fire bit, at least there's a bit of stability in that. Like, I'm getting...
You would rather have the fucking window cleaning.
No, but like... everything I've done has fallen to me. I've never gone out and, like, searched for it. So, like, there's never been any, like... It's always, like, chopping and changing and, like, very... At least with the window cleaning... This is why, when I was working as a tradie, like I was working as a labourer, I loved it because you get up at the stupid o'clock in the morning and you get home stupid late.
You know where you are. You've got 50 quid in your back pocket.
Yeah, you know where you are. You know, you're close to all your mates, so you could do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, but John, that will always be there. That's always going to be there. These opportunities you have now will not always be there. Stop licking your wounds and realize the lucky situation you're in and get out there and use it to your advantage. You say things fall to you, you haven't gone out. What have you gone out and tried to get yourself?
Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
Let me tell you something.
Here we go. Listen up.
I've got nothing to say.
I like the build up though. Even that was quite inspiring.
Really good.
I'd love to follow it up.
That would have been... If you'd have followed it up with something good there...
When I worked with Ricky, Okay, I was a gardener. Good day, 110 quid a day. Good day. That was a good day. Mm-hmm. Are you listening, sir?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm trying
to
take
looking up at the fucking fan and take this in.
I'm trying to take it in. I don't stare down the barrel of the bloody lens and go, oh yeah, how do I bleed in? I've got the camera off, but
why have you...
Yeah, and no, I've got no camera, so put that in your... Why has it stopped working for? Why has it done that? My own camera's mugging me off.
Sorry, Alice.
I love this.
This is so embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
Well, you're going to have to just deal with my name for a while because I can't.
No, John, you got to make your fucking camera work. What? Jesus Christ.
It's actually quite nice of that in there, isn't it?
Where's he gone?
Are you guys needing a third host if he does for whatever reason go?
Please, yeah. Wash my hands of this pod. Ow, my ears.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what the fuck does that
mean? I've actually broken my webcam here. So I can't fix it.
From grabbing it in its little futile tantrum.
Oh, I can't fix it.
Right.
It's broke.
Well, listen up anyway.
Oh, I don't want to listen. Sick of listening.
What do you want to do next, John?
I don't have a clue. I don't know.
What's your dream job?
That's the thing. I thought I knew, but I don't know. I wanted to be like a sports presenter, but I don't know. Still be pretty cool.
Do you enjoy doing this?
The pod, yeah.
Not really?
Yeah, no, I do, but I can't just do a pod. I have to do other things.
Yeah, but you know, for instance, as an example, you could go to Talk Sport and they'd probably give you like a little whatever it is. Work.
Would they?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they would. They
Why
would.
Wouldn't they?
I don't know. Well, if they've listened to this pod, they'll know not to.
Nah, this is gold.
This is absolute gold. They're salivating at the moment.
And the rest.
I'm salivating. How have I broke my webcam, by the way, in an angry tantrum?
Can we... Yeah, let's keep going.
Thank you, Alice. When the guest is having to say that, it's so bleak.
To guide the show.
So what are your thoughts on Exeter City? Do you think sometimes, John, that you sort of act more cynical when you know you don't have to? You know, do you feel like you have to act downbeat sometimes when you're not?
No, everything I do is legitimate.
That's nice. I like that, John.
Love that. Authenticity.
I would never ever like. You know, we did that episode that got me a lot of stick where I was just being a dick and I was in a bad mood.
No, you weren't being a dick.
Not at all.
And that was me just being genuine and real. And that's how I felt. It was quite an awkward period of time to be somebody. I'd say I'm close to the football club. So, yeah. But no, everything I do is genuine. I'm always reacting properly. I wouldn't ever fake anything. That's just not in my nature.
No. You haven't got to worry, John. Follow your nose. I keep saying that.
Actually, I was thinking this the other day. You know when you look at your nose, right? And then you know it's there, so you can't unsee it for a little bit? That's well annoying. Yeah. I did that in the shower. I was like, oh, shit, I know my nose is there now, so it's stuck in the way. And then you just forget about it throughout the day.
Okay. I've never had that.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things.
Maybe I'll do it now.
Like, look at your nose, and then look back at the camera, and you'll be like, shit, I'm still seeing my...
I was gonna still be there.
You're right, son.
I don't know what my dream job is.
No.
Probably just something like this for £1 million a week.
Here's a bit of advice.
Well, Leah knows.
No, John, don't. I want to hear this.
Someone he hasn't said... got anything.
How? How dare
How
you?
Rude. Someone once said to me, what were you into when you were 11 years old? Go back to that age, have a little look around. What was I into then?
Boobs.
Follow that.
No, you weren't. Not at 11, you weren't.
Oh, yeah.
That's now. You're thinking now.
Oh, yeah. When I was that's a good...
It's not, because I wanted to be a professional footballer and I can't do that.
Yeah, but you like your football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stay in that world. You enjoy the game. You enjoy the sport.
But you tell me it's futile. And the football is something that I shouldn't care about. So now you give me advice to go and chase.
Never
the
too
thing
high, never too low.
Yeah, oh, here we go.
Never too hard, never too soft.
I think you're so funny, John. Like, you're such an interesting character.
You don't know when you're being funny. That's what makes me laugh. You have no...
I'm not trying to be funny. This is how I would normally be.
You are sometimes, surely.
Yeah. Well, so with certain things, but then you don't laugh when I'm trying to be funny. You always laugh when I'm not trying to be funny.
What?
Not you in particular.
Why'd you say you then?
Like you both, like as a collective.
Oh, so not you in particular, you and Alfie.
So you, Alfie.
When are you trying to be funny then?
I don't know. I don't know.
When you put your glasses on at the end of the watch along and start going, that was, you were trying to be funny there, were you laughing?
Yeah, but that is something I would do with my mate.
He wasn't trying to be funny.
Yeah, this is mean, actually.
No, obviously there's an element of comedic value, but like that's not something I'm just doing for the pod. Like if something good happened, I'd grab if there's a pair of sunglasses at reach, I'd grab them and start pretending to be in a rave.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, and we beat Peterborough, which is a massive result, but it's futile apparently.
No, but I don't know the point. The futile point isn't. It's not futile. It's just you didn't get that angry or worked up about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd be a good commentator. I think I'd be a good summariser. I think I am an okay summariser, but I don't know if I'd be great at actually commentating on football. It's quite a very skilled task.
Next, I follow. We'll mute it. You commentate. People can watch the game listening to your commentate. You commentating, see if you're any good.
Well, last time, Alfie, you couldn't be bothered to switch on and listen to me summarise, so...
I could be bothered. I add other things on.
More important than listening to me, co-host. What you should do is do a watch-along of when I'm on the radio, and then you can analyse.
That's quite good, actually. Yeah, well, a live listening to you on the radio.
Yeah, so do what we were doing with the watch-along the other day, but I'm just the one. I'll be there, but in spirit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Lovely little idea, that.
So, you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I love doing it. That's probably my favourite thing
I do. Is it really?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, there you go.
But it's hard to get frequent jobs in because there's people that are more experienced than I am.
Yeah, come on. And you should accept that, or you could accept that. You don't need to get it now, but as long as you're heading in the right path...
Yeah.
You don't need to get it as a 21-year-old, but head in the right path. 22.
Yeah.
Two little ducks.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do forget sometimes maybe how young I am. But I think we, like let's not beat around the bush. Like,
please react
exactly
to me
old.
Saying follow your nose. So I know
but when I was 22, John, I wasn't doing this. It wasn't my job. I was a social media manager for a haulage agency. I worked just 9 to 5 and had this as a hobby. It wasn't my job.
I was a TA in a special needs school, getting beaten up by children every day.
I don't think this is my job, though. I mean, it is in like, you know, like I don't live off it. I live off student loan.
Yeah, but that's the point I'm making. When we were your age, me and Alfie didn't do this for a job.
Or even anything.
No.
I feel David Buzz off his rocker on pot.
Sometimes that's the way to be, maybe.
Smoking the reef.
No, it's not the way to be, John. It's not the way to be, John.
Chilled out, relaxed, cleaning windows.
Trust me, mate. It's not.
Well, Ellis, thank you so much. Fucking hell.
I feel really like rude now. I've got no camera, it's just my name in the top right. All because I grabbed it too aggressively.
Ellis.
Yeah.
Tell everyone your channel names, please.
The YouTube channel is called Away Days. Go to a different football game every week, somewhere in the world. Some videos are better than others. But you know, you have to take some shit ones to get the good ones. So
don't say that. Subscribe. Maybe cut that bit.
No.
Here's can we do some quick fire quizzes?
Oh, yes, go for it. Quezzy Price.
Best ground you've ever been to?
La Bombonera.
Where's that?
Boca Juniors.
Oh, why?
Soon to be St. James's Park, Exeter.
Why?
Next.
Why is it the best?
I'd always wanted to go there when I was a kid, and it was like the football ground. And like we went there in November of last year, and it was like I was like, oh, this can all die now. Like I've done everything. He's back.
Hey,
it just spawned back in. I was going to say these are meant to be quick fire questions.
But... yeah. Okay. Quick fire. So, okay, worst ground you've ever been?
MK Dons. Soulless. Yeah. But it's awkward. It's not a bad ground. It's just there's no atmosphere. So yeah. You can't feel it.
It's a 35,000 seater with 6,000 in every week. So, you know.
And they're all spread out.
Yeah. And they shouldn't exist.
Quirkiest ground you've ever been to?
Quirky? I went to a place called Peckham Town, which has the world's smallest stand. Oh. And it is literally just like, it's amazing.
How many people fit in it, Ellis?
I think they said they once managed to get 11 in there.
Oh my God.
That's brilliant. Oh, I have to have a little look at that.
Let me just...
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. So good.
Another quirky one was that... what was that really beautiful one?
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, that's nice.
We went... oh, the quirkiest one would be on the train going through it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
What's that one?
I saw that on... yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
if you search just like football stadium, because you football stadium train.
Oh, I think I've got it here.
Yeah, Cherny Ballog. Like a steam train goes through their ground.
Oh, that's lovely.
But do they have to stop playing when the train goes past?
No, but they did. I don't know because the train didn't go
past. Oh.
We had to go back the next day to see the train.
Most beautiful backdrop.
Oh. Braga Stadium is amazing for that.
Braga?
They've got a massive hill, haven't they?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, they've got a massive hill in the background. It's lovely.
It's like a little... it was built into a quarry, basically.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Really cool.
Ugliest stadium.
Ooh. See, I just think the ones that are like just circular bowls are pretty ugly.
Yeah. Thank you, Ellis. Alfie and David love circular bowls, and every week I give them stick.
I think there's no spirit to them. There's no soulless. There's what, like Elland Road is like falling down, but I love it because it's needs a stadium.
I like the circular ones because there's no massive gap in it.
Yeah, I do.
And it's a fish bowl. It's like it looks cool from the air.
Love the big gaps. Love them. Bring me more big gaps. Actually, less stand, more gaps.
I saw that pose in Pop World.
I saw it on TV last week, and I thought it looked like such a good stadium. Goodison.
Great.
Is it?
Really good.
It looks they've great.
They've got loads of like Chinese. So, fun fact about that, I found out, I went there, and they did, so like Liverpool fans will walk their dogs in front of Goodison to let them do their business there. And Everton will walk their fans will walk their dogs in front of Anfield to let their dogs do their business there.
Wow,
it's quite good. Well, not good. It doesn't. But yeah, so there's some really good Chinese is outside Goodison for some reason, like a really good Chinese. But the stadium, I mean, I did see Leeds lose 3-0 there, but it's really good, really good stadium.
If you're listening to the pod, pick up your dog shit. It's a £75 fine.
I bloody love the look of Goodison. I don't know why. It looks really cosy.
Mm. It screams, you know, proper football stadium, you know, but it's a proper ground. One of them.
And they're moving as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Largest.
Biggest ground I've ever been to. I've been to the new camp. I don't know.
New camp.
I want to go. So the world's biggest football stadium is North Korea.
Is it?
Yeah, they've got the world's biggest stadium. It's got 150,000 seats. Jesus. And I wonder if there is a way of doing it.
Oh my God.
Maybe.
Rungrado.
You have to be careful, but it would be cool.
It would be...
Well, you wouldn't better film loads, would you?
No.
I don't know what I'd be able to do. You can go to North Korea, can't you?
You just can't come back.
What is Ellis? Why is Ellis up front for North Korea's national team?
Oh my God, that's... Wow. That is huge.
Do they fill it, do you think?
Yeah, but probably not by choice. So you are going to the stadium.
Yeah.
Smallest professional stadium.
Who would it be? I haven't done Forest Green. There's been Barnet. Well, Barnet were in League Two when I went, and that's really small. But they're not anymore. But I don't know if Barnet is still technically pro.
Have you ever done Forest Green?
Never done Forest Green.
Oh,
no.
You'll like that.
No, you won't. You're not missing out on anything whatsoever.
I think it looks cool.
It's fully vegan, isn't it? The stadium.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's a really good. It looks a bit like a bit of a knockoff of the Puskás Arena.
They don't have female toilets though in the away end.
Why?
They just didn't think about adding them in.
Oh, it looks nothing like the Puskás Arena. I meant the Pancho Arena. Basically, the stadium. Yeah, it's called the Pancho Arena in Hungary. It's amazing, and I can't believe I've never been there.
Forest Green's new ground will be amazing, but this the one they're in now is a pile of crap.
Are they going to? They're getting relegated, aren't they?
Yeah, they're in the bottom two. Well, David, you watched them play this season for a scouting mission. What did you think of them?
Honking.
For those listening on audio platforms, a severe shake of the head.
They were poor. They were poor, but I don't know if that had anything to do with Mr. Deeney.
Mm.
Maybe.
Ooh. They are 9 points adrift, so it does look quite bleak for them.
Oh, no.
And you said, David, didn't you, that you didn't see anyone on their team that you thought, game winner, he'll win you a game, or he'll go and do something for you.
No. No.
Whereas I feel, even though Exeter City are struggling a little bit, we have a couple of game winners.
Just a bit. Got a load of them.
Reece Cole, by the way, his goal was given to him today. After that free kick.
Was it?
Oh,
good.
Considered to be an own goal.
I'm just looking at the Forest Green store. They've got Matty Taylor. Oh, man. Oh, they don't anymore, do they?
No, he's gone somewhere else.
The Cheltenham, yeah. You know what I mean? How on earth he's got to move? I find it interesting, like with you guys signing Mo Isah, how people get to move up a level. It's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah, sometimes things just don't work out some places. That's life.
Mm.
Well, as in... How Mo Ice is not playing League Two, but he's been given a chance in League One.
Yeah, because I know obviously he did well in League One before, but that was a good few years ago. So I find it interesting that he got the move, basically. I was very surprised by it.
I feel like he's done enough in 10 minutes.
Mm, he looked good.
That he's, yeah.
He well, like Alfie good. Said, that's the first time we look like we've had a striker in about 5 months. Mm. And he only had a shot from outside the box.
Just the way he held it up, there was somebody there holding the ball up.
Yeah. And to be fair, Sonny's done well while he's been in, but it's time. Mm. Once Mo Isah builds up his minutes, I think he'll be a real threat.
Run Exeter, John.
Yeah. Please, John.
Let's all do it. Let's talk
us
to Julian.
Us three would do a flipping... Well,
but we wouldn't, though, would we? Because we would dig up the tarmac, which would cost us a fortune, put some trees in the gap, which would be a health and safety hazard, and we'd be kicked out by the Football League.
Or we'll have a little chat about it, and maybe we'll come to the decision that you're right, John. But let's talk. Let's communicate.
No, because you two would always outvote me. If it's votes, it'd be 2-1
It wouldn't be votes.
Always.
It wouldn't be votes.
Well, how would we democratically do something?
But you might say to me, but the branches will pop the ball, and I'll go, oh.
Yeah.
I'm on your side now.
Mm. Or the branches would pop someone's eye. More importantly than a ball.
Well, there you go.
Okay, agreed. We won't do that then.
But what I do agree with is we should have a disco floor in the Heritage Lounge.
Right,
that
thank
I can
you.
Get behind.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I've been saying that for weeks.
It's ridiculous. But I think it would get people out of their seats, and I think even Julian would have a little boo.
It's not ridiculous. So. Forest Green have got a dancing space.
I think, but you see what I mean? Like, they're prioritising the wrong things. They're 9 points adrift in League Two.
I don't think they're prioritising that. They've just built one, just laid a bit of timber, but now they're focusing on the team.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't focused enough on the team.
All right. Christ.
Thank you, Ellis. Thanks for coming
on. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Ellis. Yeah, mate, thanks so much for coming on.
I mean, you come on whenever you fancy. Whenever you fancy.
Yes, you need a call, drop a message.
Yeah, no pressure.
Please message.
Thank you very much, Ellis.
Thank you, guys, and good luck for the playoffs.